Those are some of the best-known examples, but there are many others. Plus, non-governmental and/or nonprofit organizations, like those mentioned earlier in terms of activism, also have temporary opportunities and full-time jobs in their offices or in the field. In short, voting is just one of myriad ways to play a role in how government works, whether it's policy or politics. Working inside the system or from the outside, every American has opportunities to be an active citizen. Section 6. Conclusion. And with that note, congratulations! You've reached the end of the audiobook. Hopefully, you now have a better understanding of how the American government works, how American citizens elect our leaders, and how you can take part in the process. The country and its system of government aren't perfect, but it's a better system than a lot of others around the world, and it is at its best when more citizens pay attention and get involved. The American system fares better or worse over time, with great leaders and lousy ones, times when government does more for its people and periods when it doesn't. How that goes down has a lot to do with the choices voters make, both during the election and afterward. Bill Clinton used to say, "There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America." Nothing might be a stretch, but a number of problems can be solved if citizens care enough and get engaged. This is still a reasonably young nation, and it has seen much progress since the beginning. There's always more to do, and we covered some of the obstacles that stand in the way of change. Two of the biggest obstacles to better government are ignorance and apathy. People who don't know what they're talking about make bad decisions based on bad information, and they're easy to manipulate. People who don't care and opt out leave all the power with others, and there are always people who have bad motivations and care only about getting what they want. The solution is for more well-meaning Americans to become knowledgeable about government and more interested in politics, and to pass on those qualities until they have numbers on their side. The hope here is that you feel like one of those people. This recording of Votes of Confidence was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2016 by Jeff Fleischer. Sound recording copyright 2016 Dreamscape Media, LLC.